Boy, I've been waiting to talk to this guy. I came over just to see him, and that is Mike Socha. I say the art of catching. What comes to mind for you?
Well, it's I think the toughest position to play in all the sports. I definitely feel that it's more an art than a science. There's a lot of a lot of coordination of your body. You have to be athletic. You have to be tough. I don't know about the art of catching, but there's no doubt that catching an extremely extraordinary difficult position to master and play at a high level.
You got a chance to talk to Roy Campanella, the great Hall of Famer, about catching. Tell me some of the things he taught you.
Well, Roy taught me a lot about focus in the game, about just understanding the whole game, the flow of it, what's happening with a guy on first base, the running control of the running game. But to be honest with you, Roy taught me, as we became friends, more about life than he did baseball. And I think he's a special person. I was very blessed to have him in my life for as long as he was. And there's always a part of him in me. Every time something happens on the field, I can just hear his voice in the back of my head.
Mike Socha with us on The Art of Catching. All right, throwing a runner out at second base. Take me mechanically through it for a catcher. What does it take?
Well, it's pretty simple. Throwing a baseball is the same in any position, really. You have to obviously transfer the ball into from your glove to your bare hand. You have to get your right leg under you with direction towards your target. So it sounds pretty simple when you write it down on paper, but the details it's in the practice. You have to practice it till you get your feel. Clean transfer, get your right leg under you, and direction towards your target, and that's a good start to fundamental throwing mechanics for a catcher.
How do you like to give a target? I remember targets, they'd show the whole glove, open up the glove to the pitcher. Sort of changed over the years. Tell me about giving a target.
Well, you certainly want to try to give the pitcher a terrific visual. You definitely have to be concerned with where your glove is, where you're set up, on what counts. You want to give them enough of a glove without locking your hand and locking your wrist in an awkward position. And the catching stance, it really evolves with every player. It's not something that you're going to get when you're 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. It's something you have to work your way into.
Boy, looking at The Art of Catching with Mike Socha, how about blocking the plate? And, of course, I ask you that. You were the best that I ever saw in my lifetime, and I've been around a while. What's the key?
Well, there's different levels that a catcher is going to block the plate. You know, some guys are going to get more aggressive and put their knee down or leg down and try to take more of the plate away. Some guys are going to maybe give a little bit of the plate and then tag and sweep tag with their glove. It's a comfort level of a catcher, but there's a couple keys. One is certainly staying under the baseball with your palm up. As up throws coming in, you want to get underneath the baseball, much like an infielder. It's much easier to work from down up than it is to go up down to try to get a throw that's in between. So you work underneath the baseball, and you always try to catch the ball with two hands to secure the ball and tag with one.
And what about laying off across that plate like you used to do it?
Well, that, like I said, it's a personal preference. Some guys are more aggressive. I grew up back east. I played football, and I think I just thought that it was the last chance to save a run, and I was a little aggressive than maybe some guys are trying to stop that runner.
What do you do with the free hand when you're behind the plate so you don't get hit by a foul ball?
Well, the game's evolved a little bit. Probably, 40 years ago, the game started to change with the evolution of the catcher's mitt and getting a hinge in your glove, a break. So a no-break glove, you have to be very, very technically sound to catch the ball with a no-break glove, as catchers did probably up until the early mid-60s. With a break in the glove, certainly you can release your bare hand a little bit to protect it and keep it somewhere behind your glove, near your body, and some catchers put it behind them. But I kind of prefer having it, the glove is protection, with that bare hand always behind the glove, and not having to open up to catch a ball and get in harm's way as they did up until the mid-60s.
Interesting. One last thought for you. On a sacrifice bunt, if the ball is bunted and it's on the dirt and you could get it, do you look to throw the runner out, and if it's on the grass, go to first? Is that kind of a hard and fast rule?
That's a guideline, but it's going to vary. There's so many variables as to what kind of jump the runner first got. The play's in front of you, so you want a catcher just to react to the play. Depends on the jump of runner got it first. Depends on the speed of the runner. And obviously with a runner that's slower, doesn't get a good jump, you'll have a little more leeway to get out there on the grass and make a play at second.
Boy, Mike, thanks so much. I learn something every time I do these shows. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Mike Socha on KMBR 680, the sports leader.